上嘅交通聚会。
We will begin our morning this morning with our sharing meeting.
我哋感谢主，因为系佢俾我哋呢个嘅咁样嘅机会。
We thank the Lord because it is He who gives us this opportunity.
啊，如果唔系因为佢，我哋今日都唔知喺边度。
If not for Him, we wouldn't know where we would be today.
我哋又感谢主带领我哋经过一个嘅冬令聚会。
We also thank the Lord that He has brought us through another winter conference.
藉着呢一个嘅聚会咧，主同我哋解开好多好多我哋从前唔够认识嘅属灵嘅问题。
And through this conference, the Lord has unlocked many spiritual questions that we had not understood before.
系神嘅话系丰富嘅。
We know that God's word is abundant.
或者弟兄姊妹，你可能一时间唔能够马上完全嘅消化过嚟。
And perhaps, brothers and sisters, we haven't completely been able to digest all of His word.
但无论如何，我哋今朝早嘅交通咧，都愿意围绕住冬令会里边嘅学习。
But we would like this morning's sharing to be surrounded with the lessons we've learned during the winter conference.
好，喺开始交通之前咧，我唱一首诗歌。
Before we begin our meeting, let us sing a hymn.
呢首诗歌咧喺我哋嘅诗歌本系25首。
And it is hymn 25 in the hymnary.
因为呢首嘅诗歌本来咧，好多时候都系喺麦饼聚会嘅里边唱。
And this is a hymn that we often sing during bread breaking.
但系里边嘅内容咧，我觉得因为佢讲到我哋嘅主耶稣，佢我哋被称为义系因着我哋嘅主嘅缘故。
Because the hymn speaks of the fact that we have become righteous because of our Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我拣呢一首嘅诗歌，愿意弟兄姊妹都喺呢方面有所领会。
And so I've chosen this hymn for brothers and sisters who have had this understanding.
好，我而家就解开呢首诗歌哈。25首没有血，没有痰。
And it is found in the hymnary, hymn 25, No Blood, No Altar Now.
好，我哋跟住一齐唱好。
Sing along.
我们最快不已，赦免最深最浅。我们要赞美你所有的爱，向你荣耀权柄能力全都完蛋，神我们感谢你，因为盼望坚固，沙尘的灵子已在起，直至神息显露，有福的盼望可当的鼓舞，最疲倦的旷野，最艰难的道路，神我们感谢你，为那荣耀之光，北非只有一次美丽，转眼只一枯残，乃上宝座不朽到永远，落在南上宝座潇洒所有冠冕。请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we praise and we thank you.
就是因着你的缘故，我们能够被称为义。
Because it is because of you, we are made righteous.
我们也都靠着我们的主，能够可以向仇敌来到跨胜。
It's also because of our Lord that we can proclaim victory over the enemy.
虽然我们是不义，但是因着你，我们成为了义。
Even though we are unrighteous, you have become our righteousness.
我们感谢你，又感谢你。
主啊，我们感谢
你，是你所作的功，却成就在我们的身上面。
Lord, we thank you and thank you again. It's because of the work that you have done on us.
Yeah, 因此我们存着顾你感谢的心到你的面前，向你敬拜，向你俯伏。
And so with our hearts filled with thanksgiving, Lord, we come before you and we worship you and we praise you.
愿你得着荣耀，并且你的荣耀权柄能力传到万代。
May you gain all the glory, and may your glory be proclaimed throughout all the ages. And we pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，就按着你的负担，在主面前一起的交通。
So, brothers and sisters, according to your burden, may we have some fellowship before the Lord.
我争取时间啊，我先交通一啲。
I'll take over time.
大家听到吗？大家听到吗？我今日个 iPad 唔系几好啊，有时候听唔到你哋祈祷。感谢神啦、啊，神带领我，俾我呢喺呢个疫情里边又懂得上网，能够参加呢一次喺疫情里边喺网上。
I thank God that through this pandemic, I was able to learn to get online and getting online to attend this special winter conference this year. And indeed, the word of God is abundant and rich that I get to know him all the more.
我哋时都祈祷都会讲话，先求神嘅国同埋神嘅义，
Many times we would pray in this way, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
但是对于神的义的理解呢,
perhaps our understanding of the righteousness of God is not as clear.
彼得这次提到了，他特别提到这个哥林多后书五章二十一节那段经文，对我那个启发是很深刻的。
Now, brother especially mentioned the verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, and that left a very deep impression upon me to be a channel of more revelation for me.
那个经文是这么说，神使那无罪的，这个括号有个解释，原文是不知罪，替我们成为罪，好使我们在他里面成为神的义。
In the Chinese translation, it says that God made him who was sinless, but in the original text, it is God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him.
让我能够明白了，我们是罪人，是没资格成为义的。
And allow for me to understand that we who are sinners are not qualified whatsoever to be righteous.
但因为信耶稣，罪得到赦免，在基督里面就成为神的义。But
because we believe in Jesus, that the fact that we are in Christ, we have been made the righteousness of God in him.
主耶稣基督就是神的义。
And the Lord Christ Jesus is the righteousness of God.
咁我哋系被主耶稣钉十字架所流出嘅宝血所买赎翻嚟嘅人。
And we are the very ones who have been redeemed, purchased by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus, which he spilt.
我哋就应该接受罗马书十二章一到二节。 所讲的，保罗劝我们将身体献上，当作活祭。And
we ought to accept what Paul encourages us, urges us in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that by the mercies of God to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
因为我自己的软弱呢，多次的愿意说献上自己。 又多次的从那个祭坛上走翻落嚟。But
because of my own weakness, even though I'm very willing to offer myself, place myself on that altar, but many times I would bend down, get off the altar after I present myself.
彭弟兄提到，讲俾我哋听，追求神嘅义同埋献上系一生一世继续咁样做噶。
Now, Brother Pang shared with us that to seek after the righteousness of God, to present our bodies, it is a lesson for us throughout all the days of our life.
咁联系到啊，Pittman弟兄嘅信息，佢讲到雅各嘅故事，佢多次讲，唔单系讲雅各嘅故事，系讲到我哋嘅故事。
And that connects us to the sharing of Brother Pittman, who shared with us concerning the story of Jacob. And many a times he mentioned he is speaking of Jacob, his story, and he asked us, am I speaking only about Jacob?
我们真的好像雅各一样这样，有很多天然的喜爱啦、诡诈啦、说谎啦，还有属肉体的那些能力。
For we are just like Jacob with our own many cunningness, our deceit, and our natural strength, and things that we like in our tendencies. And all these things must be dealt with by God in order for us to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
他提到他说, 他每一次他讲到都是提到神是阿伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，那个意义呢就是在我们看雅各的身上就看到是被神不断地对付他肉体的那个缺点。
And as our brother continued to share with us that he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, he continues to mention to us the dealings of God upon Jacob is to deal with our flesh.
最后呢，雅各就成为了神的见证，又为了他的儿，为他的儿孙祝福，最后呢，他是扶住杖头敬拜神。
And at the end, Jacob has become the very testimony of God that he can bless his descendants on behalf of God, and also he worshipped leaning on his staff.
看到雅各的故事被神的对付呢，最后神都达到目的了，将雅各磨成为神儿子的模样。
And when we see God's dealing upon Jacob, how God's work was complete upon him, at the end, he was conformed to the image of the Son of God.
又回到去彭顶提到，多次提到的，罗马书八章二十九节。
And that brings us back then to Romans chapter 8, verse 29, which Brother Pang mentioned.
那里的经文说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
And there it mentions to us, for those who he has foreknown, he has predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Son.
那我们现在信了主之后，我们属灵的追求的目的，都是要效法主耶稣那个模样。
So for us who have believed in the Lord Jesus, our spiritual pursuit also ought to be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但因为我们是人，我又没有办法学到主耶稣所有那些品德。
But yet, nevertheless, we're only man and we cannot learn of all the virtues, characters of our Lord Jesus.
但我觉得我首先要学习的是主耶稣那个信服。
But what I need to learn first is that very obedience of our Lord Jesus.
在腓立比书二章六节那里讲，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
It reminds us in Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 that though he was in the very form of God, yet he did not seek equality with God as a matter to be grasped.
主耶稣是完全的信服，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上边。
Our Lord Jesus was wholly obedient, and for the sake of our sin, he was crucified on the cross.
所以我们也是要信服神对于我的一切的安排。
Therefore, I must learn also to submit to God in all the arrangements.
只有信而信服，然后得神嗰个喜悦。
Only when we trust and obey, then we can gain the favor of God.
咁样嘅侍奉，我哋对神嘅侍奉咧，系理所当然嘅。
And such a service, when we offer ourselves to Him in this way, is our reasonable spiritual service of worship.
因为我哋自己。常常好软弱，但是神仍然不离不弃地恩待我们，保守我们。
Even though we are so weak so often, yet the Lord has never forsaken us and has always dealt with us in grace and to keep us.
我现在虽然已经年老了，八十几岁了，不能够做什么事，但是我要顺服神。信服圣灵的引导。
Even though I am advanced in age now, in my 80s, and I cannot do much, but I must learn to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
主要我做乜嘢事，我就尽心尽力咁去做。
And whatever the Lord desires for me to do, I must do it wholeheartedly with all my heart and strength and might. My days on earth are numbered, and in fact, our Lord is coming soon.
所以我们要抓紧那个机会，爱惜光阴。
So we must take hold, seize every opportunity, and redeem the time.
靠着主的能力，做一啲神要我做嗰啲工。
And do the very little which God has entrusted us to do.
好回应主对我嘅呼召，最后将荣耀归俾神。
As a response to God and his calling upon me, so that I can give all glory back unto God. I end my sharing here.
Perhaps I'll do like our sister, encourage to take hold of the opportunity.
咁頭先姊妹鼓勵我哋要找緊呢個機會，咁我願意而家找緊呢個機會嚟去分享。So
that was a lot that she shared.
頭先姊妹分享咗好多點。And
just like Brother William mentioned earlier, like how we might not have digested everything that we've heard during the conference.
頭先 William 弟兄話可能我哋喺特會嗰度未消化曬所有主向我哋講嘅話。
But we would still be willing to share what's in our heart. So there were a few things that our sister mentioned that kind of spurred something. And one of the things she mentioned was that because of her weakness, she would offer herself up and get off of the altar.
咁頭先姊妹分享，因着佢嘅軟弱，佢會將自己獻上去祭壇，但係又會喺祭壇嗰度落翻嚟。And
that just really resonated with me because this is her experience, but this is also my experience.
咁佢所分享嘅喺我生命裏面有好大嘅迴響，因為呢個唔單止係佢嘅經驗，亦都係我嘅經驗。And
I think this may be all of our experiences.
我相信呢一個都係我哋嘅經歷。Whether
you're many years in the Lord, like our sister, or just beginning your walk with the Lord.
無論我哋喺主裏面嘅年日係如何，可能好似我哋姊妹咁好長，或者我哋係啱啱信主嘅。I
say that because I had some fellowship with some of the younger members, the juniors of the youth.
咁我咁樣講，因為我同一啲年青人有一啲嘅分享。And
this was exactly what some of them shared regarding what they learned and their own experiences. There is this one young sister, she shared that in regard to obeying the Holy Spirit.
咁有位年青嘅姊妹嚟去交通道，要去順從聖靈嘅帶領。
And that may be one of the themes or one of the things that Brother Ben had shared with the youth.
咁呢一點順從聖靈嘅帶領係孫弟兄係嘅信息裏面其中一點。
And so this sister shared that during group sharings.
咁呢個姊妹就交通到喺呢一個小組嘅交通裏面。
And so she had planned everything in her head. She knew what she was going to say when it was her turn to share, or when she had planned everything out to, what to share during group sharing.
咁呢位姊妹，咁佢就喺輪到佢交通之前，已經寫曬一段稿，佢已經曉得佢要交通邊幾點。
But nobody asked her. She didn't get picked to share, so she ended up not sharing.
咁但係喺小組交通嘅時間裏面，冇人點佢嚟去交通，咁結果佢就冇機會嚟去分享啦。
And so she shared this during a Friday night, and she had this regret.
咁喺星期五晚嗰度，佢就嚟去分享，咁佢就話佢喺心裏面有呢一個嘅遺憾。
And she had kind of quenched the Holy Spirit, even though she had everything ready. She was ready. She put herself on that altar. It was she was ready.
咁佢就話佢好似就消滅咗聖靈嗰個帶領因著佢因為佢已經將自己放喺祭壇度，佢已經將所有嘢已經預備好。
But her flesh was weak. Her spirit was willing, but her flesh was weak.
但係佢嘅靈雖然願意，但係佢肉體係軟弱嘅。
And that just reminded me how I am, how many of us are. We may be willing, we may be willing to put ourselves on that altar, but how often do we get right off, jump right off?
咁呢一點就提醒到我同樣都係係咁樣嘅。好多時候我哋嘅靈係願意將我哋放喺祭壇上面，但係我哋嘅肉體軟弱我哋就落翻呢個祭壇。
And I myself, I hesitated to even share this right now.
咁對於我嚟講，我自己要喺現在呢一段時間嚟去交通我都有呢個猶豫。
The Holy Spirit was nudging me to share after our Sister Lily sharing.
咁聖靈係催促我喺姊妹交通完之後就嚟去分享。
And I gave myself time to not say anything.
咁但我容許我時間嚟去叫我去拖延。
Because usually somebody else will open up their video and start sharing, right? And then that's your excuse. You say, well, I missed, I'm slow.
因為我曉得當我哋通常延遲嘅時候，通常都會有其他弟兄姊妹嚟去分享。所以我就如果咁發生嘅時候，就俾我有藉口嚟去唔交通啦。
But nobody turned on their video this time.
但係今次冇其他弟兄姊妹嚟去打開佢哋嘅視像。
And so I shared that because our sister has this weakness. So does our young sister have this same weakness. I have the same weakness.
咁樣分享係頭先年長嘅姊妹有咁嘅軟弱，年輕嘅姊妹有咁嘅軟弱，我同樣都有咁嘅軟弱。
And we all share the same experience.
我哋都咁樣有共同嘅經歷。
Just as our brother Pittman, when he was sharing, he was just like what Sister Lady mentioned. She shared the story of Abraham, the story of Isaac, the story of Jacob, but it's also our story.
好似 Pittman 弟兄咁分享，佢係佢喺交通度亞伯拉罕嘅故事、以撒故事、雅各故事，同樣係我哋嘅故事。
Right, they had their own personal experiences. Personal to them, but it's really our experience as well.
咁佢哋都有個人嘅經歷，但係佢哋個人經歷同樣都係我哋個人嘅經歷。
Whether it's Abraham offering up Isaac, or Jacob, or Isaac redigging the wells, or Jacob having to with all his twistings having to be dealt with by God.
咁無論係亞伯拉罕要去獻以撒，或者以撒嚟去重新挖井，或者雅各，即使佢係何等嘅詭詐，佢係被神不斷嘅嚟去對付。
That's the same thing happening with us. We also have to offer up our Isaac. We also have to redig these wells. We also have to be dealt with by God.
咁我哋今日同樣活喺呢個地上，同樣我哋要獻。對我哋嚟講重要嘅以撒，我哋同樣嚟去重新挖井重新亦都要同樣嘅被神嚟去對付。
And we have our own personal experiences, our own subjective experiences.
咁我哋每個人都有我哋自己主觀嘅經歷。
But all of these experiences, all these subjective experiences of ours, will they lead to an objective truth of God?
咁我哋每个人呢一啲主观嘅经历，系会唔会将我哋带到去神喺嗰度嗰个客观嘅真理咧
？Yeah, through all of these experiences, what is God revealing of Himself to us？
啊，咁藉住呢啲个人嘅经历，主系向我哋嚟去启示咩嘅真理咧
？And I think that's my biggest take home from the conference.
呢一个系我从特会里面最大嘅一个学习。
That like our sister shared, those stories, whether it was Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, whoever Isaiah, whoever it was, those stories, those experiences really are our experiences.
就系呢啲嘅旧约嗰啲人物，呢啲无论系亚伯拉罕、雅各、摩西、大卫、以赛亚呢啲人都系佢哋经历，同样系我哋经历。
So when we look at our lives today, what is it that God is revealing to us about His Son？
咁当我哋嚟去睇我哋嘅生活嘅时候，神系将佢嘅儿子点样嚟向我哋启示咧？
And it really is. That's the revelation. It's His Son.
神就要将佢儿子启示俾我哋。
And the more we see of His Son, the more we see of Jesus, the more we can be conformed into His image.
我哋若果能够看见佢嘅儿子更多，我哋就能够更多嘅被模成佢儿子嘅模样。
And so that was the biggest take home I had from the conference is just that our experiences today, are they revealing to us what God wants to reveal to us in His Son?
所以呢一个就系我喺特会里面最大嗰个学习就系我哋日常生活里面有冇系看见神向我哋因着关于佢儿子嘅启示咧？
Yeah, are we able to offer ourselves up? Are we able to dig those wells that have already been dug, but we have to experience it for ourselves?
我哋能唔能够将我哋自己献上祭坛？我哋能唔能够将嗰啲已经掘咗嘅井佢系被塞住嘅井嚟去重新嚟去挖咧
？And do we see our own deceitfulness? Do we see that the Lord is constantly dealing with us?
我哋睇唔睇到自己？嗰、那個詭詐，亦都睇唔睇到神係不斷嘅嚟去對付我哋咧。
And just from the youth, just knowing that that's one of the things that they shared is to in order to kind of be shaped into His image is to really obey the Holy Spirit.
咁從青少年人嗰個交通裡面，我聽到。若果我哋要被磨成佢儿子嘅模样，一个好重要一个点就系要服从圣灵嘅带领。
So to mature and to grow is one of the ways is to really cling on to the Lord and to obey the Spirit.
咁若果我哋要成长到成熟嘅话，一点我哋就要找紧主，亦都要去听从圣灵嘅带领。
And so I just want to encourage the young folks, the young people to really obey the Spirit and to cling on to the Lord.
咁喺呢度特別係鼓勵嗰啲年輕嘅嚟去找緊主亦都去聽聖靈嘅帶領。
I'll end my sharing here.
咁我嘅交通就停喺呢度。
I'd like to share a few words.
愿意分享一点。
Our brother share with us the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
弟兄同我嚟分享亚伯拉罕嘅神、以撒嘅神同埋雅各嘅神。
Though they are saints long ago removed from us, but God is a God of the living.
虽然呢啲喺我哋前面嘅圣经嘅人物都过去，但系神并非系死人嘅神。乃是活人的神。
because he is a living God and he is after living souls.
因为他是永生永活的神。
And the sharing of the saints, whether it be Abraham or Moses or David or Isaiah, though they are also saints long ago, our brother shared with us, they are alike with us and we are alike with them and their experiences ought to be our experiences today.
虽然亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、以赛亚等等都是在我们以前圣经的人物，但是他们所经历的，他们的性情跟我们的性情是一样的。
So I'd like to share a few reminders for myself, for Jacob, and hopefully that it will be a reminder and encouragement for us.
有几个的提醒是关于雅各的分享，对我个人的提醒。
And these are some seeds, the letter C, that has to do with our comfort, our conveniences to challenge us.
这一些是关乎我们的个人的松下来，一些话来激发我们，鼓励我们。
And this is how we can prepare for the coming of our Christ.
是有关乎我们怎样去迎接基督会来。
I just want to share this verse with us that our brothers didn't mention, but this is a reminder for me in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2.
彼得前书第二章第二节。
And there it reads, as newborn babes desire the pure sincere milk of the word, whereby we may grow.
我们是好像要好像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样来爱慕那些纯正的灵奶。
Perhaps we might say, well, I'm not a newborn babe. I've been in the Lord for so many decades.
哇，你可能说你不是才生的婴孩，我在主里面已经很多的年日了。
But when I hear my sister share, even in her 80s, that she has to learn to obey the Holy Spirit, that is the attitude which we ought to have, even though we may be in the Lord, so to speak, for many years, always as newborn babes, to crave, to desire that pure, sincere milk of the word whereby we can grow.
但是当刚才听见姊妹哇，佢甚至是80岁，佢都话要系学习嚟顺服圣灵。哇，咁呢度话要爱慕那纯正嘅灵奶，就系神嘅话，好似才生嘅婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫我哋因此渐长，以致得救。何况我自己呢？
So the first seed that I'm reminded of from our brothers and sister, our brother sharing, though they didn't mention it, but Sister Lily and Michael just mentioned, we have to chew the cud.
Sorry, John, say the last part.
We have to regurgitate, we have to chew the cud, which is 咀嚼。
就是说明，就好像刚才 Lily 姊妹和 Michael 弟兄所说的，我们需要咀嚼反复思想神的话。
As a newborn babe to crave, desire that sincere, pure milk of the word whereby we can grow.
好像一个才生的婴孩，爱慕，他一定要想要得到这个纯正的灵奶，使我们因此渐长，以致得救。
The sharing that the Lord has blessed us with through the brothers are rich and abundant, but in order whereby we must grow, we have to chew the cud.
主席的弟兄们，上我们所释放的信息是非常丰富，但是我们需要去咀嚼神的话，反复思想。
And of course, this picture of the milk of the word, this is how the cow produced the milk. They have to eat the grass, but it does not become milk right away. They have to regurgitate, ruminate to chew the cud, and then it will produce milk in days.
这个纯正的灵奶呢，你可以想象，譬如一只牛，它是食草，咁咪点样先至有依奶出嚟呢？系要死草不断不断嘅咀嚼，跟住喺个胃里面，跟住嗰啲奶先可以出嚟。
Brothers and sisters, when we begin to chew the cud, be sure it will move from one stomach to the next, and the Lord will do his work upon us as he will further that word from hearing to our hearts and to create the circumstances where we must trust and obey and place ourselves as a living sacrifice on that altar to prove that word, which is good and acceptable and pleasing to us.
就是好像只牛吃些草，慢慢咀嚼落去第一个胃，去第二个胃，去第三个胃，就好像我们听了神的话，我们接收了下来了，听见了，在个心里面存着一个好土了，跟住呢就神就兴起环境了，要我们的经历了，跟住我们呢从而就接受神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
So it's first to chew the cud.
第一，咀嚼神的话。
Another reminder I have was an experience from the time we had during the winter conference.
跟住第二点分享的就是我在冬令会的一些经历。
One morning, I was ready. We had the prayer time at 9 a.m.
有一个早上，我系九点钟起嚟就预备好。
And for example, as you see, I'm dressed the way I'm dressed now. That particular morning, I was also in my mind dressed as prepared as I am, but without my tie.
嗰日朝头早咧，我都好似而家咁样嘅装束。但係嗰個朝頭早咧係冇打呔嘅。
And of course, then after the prayer time, I would put my tie on as our brother has his tie on when he speaks. So we are dressed alike.
咁禱告完之後咧，我就打呔啦，因為咧要好似講到嘅弟兄一樣，咁兩個一齊有呔就好啲。
So when I got on, I saw my brother Kenny was on, and he was already fully adorned with his bow tie on.
咁跟住要开始啦，咁我见到我嘅弟兄已经有呔啦。
This was 9 o'clock in the morning, our time. Of course, for our brother, is his noon time.
即系九点嘅时候，就是讲紧 Pitman 弟兄，佢喺佢个煲胎就戴咗啦。咁嗰阵时九点，即系 Pitman 弟兄咧喺东岸嘅十二点。
Our brother doesn't speak until 2:30.
我哋嘅弟兄咧，佢喺佢当地东岸嘅时间咧，佢要到两点半东岸时间，佢先至讲到嘅。
Well, actually, 2:30 our time means 5:30 his time. Nevertheless, that means he had his bow tie on 5 hours ahead.
東岸，即係總言之咧，就係佢聚會講到前五個鐘頭前已經打好條bow tie，預備好。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
We know our Lord is coming soon.
我们知道主很快要回来。
We know we begin to meet at 9 o'clock.
我们知道我们要九点开始准时聚会。
How do we prepare?
那我们要怎样去预备呢?
As Jacob, do we get up just right before the meeting begins to push a button to join the meeting?
我们是不是好像雅各这样一早起来不是一早起来是
访
问的聚会之前 僅僅夠時間就按一個掣，咁就嚟聚會啦。
We meet at 9 o'clock online. It's easy and very comfortable and convenient for us to just click in to join right at 9 o'clock.
係好容易，我哋搭正九點啦，就即刻按視頻個掣，開視頻參加聚會。
Or perhaps even we're late.
可能我哋會遲到。
I remember we met in person. It was 9 o'clock.
我記得我哋係九點開始聚會。
Our brother shared with us to be righteous is not merely just to be not unrighteous, but it has to come from within.
弟兄向我哋交通話，我哋要行公義，並非係單單要唔去做一啲唔公義嘅事。
So as an illustration,
譬如
I'm early, I'm not late. Does that mean that I'm righteous just because I'm not late, so I'm not unrighteous?
譬如我係準時，我冇遲到，咁係咪算我係義呢？
But our brother reminded us that righteousness is from within. What is our attitude?
但係弟兄向我哋說明，這個神嘅公義係從裏邊心裏邊發出嚟嘅，係我哋嘅態度。
Using the reminder from our brother and our sister at the winter conference, are we those who not only are early, are on time, but we are fully adorned, ready and prepared?
我哋用弟兄姊妹们嘅例子，譬如系用冬令会我哋准时嘅例子，我哋有冇先系嚟装饰整齐好，预备好自己参加聚会？
I see that as a reminder when I see my brother with his bow tie on 5 hours before he was to serve.
见到弟兄5个钟头之前就打领打好条布呔，预备好。
I see that in my sister as a backup, fully adorned, attentive, so when she is needed, she is ready to go right away without delay.
见到嗰个翻译嘅姊妹，哇，真系已经喺做后备，但系佢系一早预备好噶啦。
Sometimes.As Jacob, our attitude is, oh, I'm only the backup. I am dressed, but are we attentive at the meeting when needed that we are ready to go?
好似雅各咁，係做後備，但係咧個問題就係我哋有冇預備好自己。
So when we're needed, we are not only prepared, but we are ready.
当有需要我哋出场嘅时候，我哋有冇预备好？
Yeah, it's a little different, just like our brother shared with the translations, the English and the Chinese. So we may be prepared in our dress, but when we're called upon, are we ready at that moment?
我哋係可能係預備好，但係當呼召嚟嘅時候，我哋係有冇
立刻
即刻預備好
？So that's a reminder for myself, brothers and sisters, as we prepare to meet our Christ, that.We must be delivered from our comfort, our conveniences to challenge us.
所以我哋迎接基督嘅再嚟，我哋需要唔好嘅松散，唔好懒惰，要积极嘅嚟预备好。
In other words, that's the way of the cross.
换句话嚟讲，就系十字架嘅道路嘅对付。
Again, I end with the illustration of my
brother and my sister, when the Lord shall see us, will he say to us, because we are fully adorned, prepared and ready, he will say to us, come, child, and enjoy.
就好似弟兄姊妹嘅交通，当主回嚟嘅时候，主会唔会对我哋讲：啊，你已经装饰整齐好啦，啊，你可以嚟啊，分享我嘅丰富。
Or will he say to me, Jacob, you're not ready yet, child. Go wash up first and get ready.
或者主会对我哋讲：阿哥，你还未预备好，你去清洗干净先啦。
I end with the question that our brother asked us during the conference. My brothers and sisters, do you think I am merely talking? Speaking about Jacob.
最后我用弟兄在东陵会向我们说的话来问，就是你以不以为我单单的是这样交通雅各的事情呢？
Brothers and sisters, maybe all be fully adorned, prepared and ready to welcome our Christ.
愿意弟兄姊妹们，我们都是装饰整齐好，预备迎接基督。
I'm not sharing here.
交通就停在这里。
好，今次彭弟兄嘅题目系求神嘅义同埋神嘅荣耀。So
this conference, our brother Ted, his message, his theme was to seek the righteousness and glory of God.
咁当中 俾我哋都有好多嘅提醒。And
within his messages, there were many reminders for us.
我交通 其中嘅两点。I
want to share on two particular points.
第一点是关乎到 先求神的国和神的义。
And so for the first point, it has to do with seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness.
弟兄引用到 马太福音里面那句我们很熟悉的一句经文。
And so our brother used a passage in Matthew that we are all very familiar with.
就是你们要先求神的他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
That we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
咁佢解释到话这些东西咧，系讲到乜嘢咧？系指到地上生活所需要嘅一切。
So what did he say regarding these things that shall be added unto you? So he shared that these things are those things on this earth that you need for daily living.
所以主是在教导我们说，当神的事和地上的事要作一个比较的时候。
And so he showed us that when there needs to be a comparison between the things of God and the things of this world,
神的事要行先。
That the things of God need to come first.
是的，那怎样样，弟兄又讲到说，那怎样样才是追求神的国和神的义呢？
And our brother shared also, what does it mean to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness?
他说如果一个追求神的国和神的义的人,
so he explained that if there's a person who's seeking the kingdom and the righteousness of God,
神在这个人心中坐宝座的这种情形呢，是会越来越明显的。
That in this person's heart, God being placed on the throne would become more and more clear.
所以我听到弟兄的这些交通，我自己的总结就是。
And so my conclusion to after hearing our brother's messages,
就是要让神在我们一切的事上来到为首作王。
That in all things, we need to place God as first place, as our first priority.
我最近在读《但以理书》。
And so recently I've been reading the book of Daniel.
我们都很熟悉的就是里面尼布甲尼撒王他发了一个梦。
And we're all very familiar that King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream.
在那个梦里面是有一个金像。
And in that dream, he dreamed of a statue.
这个像呢,最后呢, 圣经里面说是, 被一块非人手凿出来的石头砸碎了。
And this statue was shattered by a stone not cut from any man's hand.
但以你解释这个梦的时候就说,
And so how Daniel explains, interpreted this dream was,
神的国在最后要打碎和灭绝世上一切的国。
It is that the kingdom of God shall shatter and destroy all other kingdoms of this world.
也就是说,这个世界的结局呢,就是神的国要取代人的国。
And the end result is that the kingdom of God will overtake any kingdom on this earth.
所以如果今日我仲系以地上嘅事嚟到行先,
So now if today I put first all the things of this world,
以世界上面嘅事物, 作为嗰个追求嘅目标,
And if I place these things of this world as my pursuit,
咁到将来呢, 我一定就会体会到, 我追求嘅呢啲嘢全部都会化为乌有。
That I will see that all these things that I of this world that I pursue will become nothing.
我今日嗰啲嘅追求咧，亦都系枉然。
And all these pursuits, all these things I seek after, will be in vain.
并且将来我一定会后悔不已啊。
And that day I will regret it to no end.
因为神国嘅嗰个荣耀同埋丰富，我错失咗。
Because the glory of God's kingdom, I would have missed out on.
所以第一点我被提醒的就是,
and so the first point that I'm reminded of,
要让神的事, 要让神在我一切的事上来到为首作王,
that God needs to be enthroned and be first place in all of my matters.
使到我在追求神的国和神的义的这条路上能够走得更快更远。
So that on this path, on this way of seeking after God's kingdom and his righteousness, I can go even further, even faster.
Yeah. 好叫我将来不要后悔,亦都不至于对神羞愧。
And that one day I will not regret and I will not be ashamed before God.
好, 第二点是关乎到神对教会的期待。
And the second point is the expectations that God has of the church.
弟兄有讲到说,昔日神要摩西讲给那些以色列人听。
And our brother shared that Moses was called to tell the people.
他说,你们要归我作祭司的国度,为圣洁的国民。
And he was to tell them that you are, tell the people that you are a holy nation, a nation of priests.
这是神当日对以色列人的期待。
And this was the expectation that God had of the Israelites.
而今日呢, 神亦都透过彼得前书来到讲给我们听。
And even today, God has used through the book of 1 Peter to remind us.
他说,唯有你们是被拣选的族类,是有君尊的祭司,是圣洁的国民,是属神的子民。
And, do you have that verse? First Peter, sorry.
彼得前书,
9. I'm sorry, yeah. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and people for God's own possession.
这个是神今日对教会的期待。
This is the hope, this is the expectation that God has of the church today.
所以我们看见神对人的期待其实是没有改过的。
And we can see that, in fact, God's expectation of man has not changed.
他当日对以色列人的期待就是今日对教会的期待。
And it is the same hope that he had for the Israelites back then is the same he has now for his church.
我经常都听到有些人讲,
And oftentimes I'll hear people say,
在地上边作父母嘅都好感慨。
That those who are parents in this world are also often very thoughtful.
好感慨啊！佢哋话即系对父母对子女有期望，但系子女咧就往往叫父母失望。
That they echo this thought that that the parents are often disappointed with the children.
咁我哋中国人咧，如果叫呢啲仔女叫做不孝啊，不孝子啊。
And when we when our children do not meet our expectation, we'll think of them as being not filial or they're disobedient.
所以我第二点嘅被提醒就系、是。
And so the second point that I'm reminded of,
神对我是有期望的。
That God has an expectation for me.
我不可以叫他失望。
And I do not want to disappoint him.
神期望我能够尽一个祭司的职份，将人带到神的面前。
And his hope is for me to be a royal priesthood to bring people unto him.
又期望我能够活出嗰个成圣清义嘅实际
，and that I would live out that reality of holiness and righteousness。
又期望我嘅一言一行咧，都能够合乎一个作神子民嘅嗰个体统
，and that I would be fitting of one who is of his nation。
咁我要唔要做一个不孝嘅儿女咧
？And so do I wish to be one who is disobedient, a disobedient child.
叫我们的父神失望呢?
And be a disappointment for our Heavenly Father.
咁我当然不愿意啦。
And of course, and this is not my wish.
我愿意,我,或者说我们都愿意一生这样来到竭力追求。
That it is my desire, let's say it's our desire to pursue with all diligence.
能够达到神所期望的。
That we could meet God's expectations.
我就简单交通这两点。
And so these are the two points that I wanted to share simply.
I'd like to share.
我正在一路在思想好不好交通呢?
I was considering if I would share.
因为我这个交通已经是在之前的分组的小组交通过的了。
Because I've already shared this in the small group time.
有很多弟兄姊妹都可能听过的。
Perhaps many brothers and sisters have heard this sharing previously. But nevertheless, I'll share again. Perhaps there are many who have yet heard this.
我不知道对人有没有益。
I don't know if it's of any benefit for others.
但是我祷告之后，我觉得都是做一个交通呢。
After I prayed, I thought it would be good that I will still share this.
我今年已经71了。
I am 71 this year.
7-11.
I am
7. 眨下眼就到到呢个月底呢就72了。
And I will be turning 72 very quickly.
我的记性就已经越来越差，同埋个体力咧就冇以前咁好。
My memory is fleeting, and my strength is not as before.
所以我都系要揸紧时间咧。如果系可以，仍然系有机会去为神作工嘅，或者系有啲其他嘅，我都愿意多啲付出。
So I would desire to seize the opportunity to serve the Lord much if there's any opportunity.
在我最在十几年前我未信主的时候
over a decade ago before I believed in the Lord.
是啱嚟到美國嗰陣時係好無望無助，係我當時嘅境況係喺個谷底嘅。
At that time, my experience was at the bottom, at the lowest of the valley, that I felt hopeless and helpless.
但係我就決心係係去尋求神。
But I decided to seek after God.
當然有弟兄姊妹嘅幫助啦。
Of course, with the aid of brothers and sisters.
當我盡心盡性咁去尋求咧，就神就話你必尋見。
And as we seek with our whole heart and our soul and our mind, the Lord says that when we seek in that way, we shall find.
其實尋求只不過係一個開始。
But that seeking is only the beginning.
追求係一生嘅。
But our pursuit is our lifelong pursuit.
神話佢係活人嘅神，唔係死人嘅神。
Our God said he is the God of the living and not God of the dead.
因為佢喺邊度，佢在他在哪裏，人都是活的。
Because wherever our God is, because he is a living God, then those there with him are quickened, made alive.
因著咁我就被稱為義。
Therefore, because of that, I have been made righteous.
義係一條路嚟。
And this righteousness is also a path, a way.
義係一個啟示。
And righteousness is also a revelation.
神嘅義係我哋嘅扶持。
And God's righteousness is our support.
使我哋唔會失腳，唔會跌倒。
So that we would not stumble and fall.
在旧约里面提到挪亚、但以利、约伯都是因着义救翻自己条命。
And it mentions for us in the Old Testament, whether it is Noah, Daniel, or Job, they were delivered by their righteousness.
所以这个义是我们终生追求的。
And this righteousness is our lifelong pursuit.
在信息里面提到，彭弟兄提到话，神系对我哋有个，正话姊妹都讲过，系一个 expectation， 系一个期望喺度嘅，有个期望喺度。
As our brother Pang mentioned with us, just our sister mentioned earlier, God has this expectation upon us.
He said the expectation is big expectation, is very big.
This expectation indeed is a great expectation he has upon us. That is because God's expectation upon man is through man that glory may be seen, glory may be given to God. And that is God's expectation.
所以神同人是同工的。
Therefore, God chooses for man to work with him.
大家记得这个福音书里面有提过。
And we recall that it is mentioned in the Gospels.
哑巴可以讲嘢，残疾嘅可以得到医治，瘸腿嘅可以走路，瞎子嘅可以看见。
That the mute was made to speak, and the deaf to hear, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see.
佢哋都将荣耀归翻俾神。
And they all gave glory back to God.
我们曾经都是这些瞎子，都是这些瘸腿的人。
And we were alike for these who were blind made to see and lame made to walk.
我们要不要将荣耀归向给神啊？
Are we also ones to give glory back to God?
当然要啦。
And of course we must.
所以我们在这个追求的路上，要慕成主耶稣基督的样式，是一生的学习来的。
Therefore, in this lifelong pursuit, as we are to be conformed to the image of Son of God, it is a lifelong lesson we have to learn.
神给我们的是丰富的。
And what God has given us is abundant, rich.
即是好像以撒这样，我想讲一下以撒。
Just as Isaac, I'd like to share somewhat about Isaac.
以撒住喺呢个基拉尔，因着饥荒，佢要搬去基拉尔。
And because of the famine, Isaac had to move Gerar.
喺嗰度，神俾佢系非常丰富。
And there, God greatly blessed him.
有耕地啦，呢个耕地可以百倍嘅收成。
And when he cultivated and planted, his harvest was 100-fold.
有羊群，有牛群，有仆人。
And he was blessed greatly with herds and flocks and servants.
又有活水井。
And he had the well with the water, spring of living water.
丰唔丰富啊？
Is that abundant?
我哋就系得到呢啲咁嘅丰富。
And this is such abundance, richness we have received.
但系。在基拉尔是非利士人 的地头来的。
But in this land of Gerar, it is the land of the Philistines.
是仇敌的地头。
It is the land of the enemy.
仇敌对见到我们，他们是会妒忌的，是会有拦阻的。
And when the enemy sees us, there will be opposition, there will be envy.
他不想我们有得到这些丰富。
The enemy does not desire for such abundance goodness for us.
他就将这些活水井呢，埋封了土，塞住。
And so the enemy would bury, would fill these wells of living water, with dirt.
咁以撒点啊？佢冇水，点样去耕地啊？点样有百倍嘅收成啊？
So what would happen for Isaac without the water? It will do him no good. There's no harvest and no water for his flock and herd.
怎样喂养这些牛群羊群啊？
And how would he provide for the herd and the flock with no water?
人没水就会渴死。
And for a man without water, we will thirst and we will die.
所以我们一定要有个渴求的心。
So we must have this hunger and thirst.
有个饥渴慕义的心。
We must have this hunger and thirst for righteousness.
来到去寻求，临到去挖掘这些水井。
We dig and dig and redig these wells.
我们寻找到了。
And once we seek,
心里面就高兴。
Then we will be joyful in our heart.
因为神会眷顾我们，他会扶持我们。
Because God cares for us and He will sustain us.
我们有了这些，有了神的活水井，我们就可以一路一路这样来到去跟随，来到去服侍神。
And once we gain such living water, these wells of springing water, we can follow the Lord continuously and serve Him constantly.
所以正话弟兄姊妹都交通过啦，我哋一定要有一个敬畏神嘅心。
Those brothers and sisters, sure, we must have a heart of reverence to God.
既然称咗义啦
，and now that we have been made righteous,
我哋就要专心嚟到去服侍神。
And wholeheartedly, diligently, we must serve Him.
听神嘅话
，obey Him.
因为在圣经里面提到过了，在以西结书，他说义人若果离他的义而作罪业，就必因此死亡。
And as it mentions for us in Ezekiel, if the righteous shall depart from his righteousness and not
he will die, he will be slain because of this. Because all these wells of living water have been stopped by the Philistines. So we must have that heart of hunger and thirst after righteousness to seek and pursue.
神话, 我是阿伯拉罕的神, 以撒的神, 雅各的神,
for God said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
他说的不是说给他们听, 因为他们已经知道了。
God does not need to say that to those individuals, for they all knew.
他是说给你听, 是说给我听。
God spoke these words for you and for me.
我们感谢神,
and we thank him.
因为神藉着这个冬令会, 实在是向我们说话。
Because God indeed, through the winter conference, have spoken his word to us. We must give all glory back to God.
So I have a bit of sharing.
就是在從摩西的身上我學到一些功課。
And it was in the life of Moses that I learned some lessons.
我们可以看看出埃及记第三章第六节。
If we can all turn to, we can take a look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 6.
大家都很熟, 因为在冬令会读过很多次。
And we should be very familiar with this verse. We read it many times during the winter conference.
他说我说你父亲的神是阿伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神摩西蒙上面因为怕看神。He
said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
我特别留意到摩西的面上 因怕看见神,
we pay close attention to the phrase that when Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
我从这节圣经上，我相信当时摩西即系对神嘅认识唔系好深。
And through this verse, I believe that Moses at that time did not know God very deeply.
所以可能佢真系好怕神。 很怕看见神,
to the point that he hid his face, he was afraid to look at God.
大家都知道摩西的一生,
we know that Moses in his entire life, he was one who walked in God's will.
从神呼召他带以色列人出埃及，到他差不多进入迦南地那段时间。
From the days when God called him to take the Israelites, escape from Egypt, to the point when he almost entered into the land, into Canaan.
他经历所有的经历，他又软弱，又不听从神的吩咐。
And through all these experiences, he had points in which he did not, well, he had weaknesses and he did not obey God's commandments.
但是摩西他从来都不会越过神的吩咐去做自己想做的事情。
But Moses, he would never do as he wished himself over what God had commanded.
他在旷野里面，他一直去走这条路的时候，他仍然是深信神会将他带到去迦南地。
And as he was obeying God throughout the time in the wilderness, he deeply thought that he would, that the Lord would bring him in, to enter into the land of Canaan.
咁我哋再睇一睇喺出埃及记第33章17节到18节。
So if we can also take a look at Exodus chapter 3, chapter 33, verses 17 and 18.
17节嗰度讲话，耶和华对摩西说：你这所求的，我也要行，因为你在我眼前蒙恩，蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。第十八节，摩西说：求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Verse 17, the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing of which you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I have known you by name. Verse 18, then Moses said, I pray you, show me your glory.
特别我们看到在17节里面，耶和华说，你在我眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。
If we pay close attention to verse 17, where it says, for you have found favor in my sight, and I have known you by name.
我们可以看得到摩西最后在耶和华的眼前蒙了恩。
We know that.
你说吧。
We can see that at the end, he was blessed and he found favor in the Lord's sight.
他说并且在你，并且认识你的名，哇，这个是何等大的恩典啊！耶和华不单止我们在他眼前蒙了，摩西在他眼前蒙了恩，而且在他耶和华的心中是认识到你的名。
And this was such a great blessing, for not only did he find favor in the Lord's sight, he had also known Moses by name.
另一样嘢嘅改变就是摩西起初时是怕看见神。
We also see a change in Moses here. In the beginning, earlier we read that Moses was afraid and he hid his face from God.
但是到最十八节的时候，摩西就是说他要睇见耶和华的荣耀。
But we see here now in verse 18 that Moses says, I pray that I pray you, show me your glory.
就好像我们信主的时候，起初我们是没有一个对神的一个敬畏的心。我们一生去追求的时候，我们是不是真的想追求看见神的荣耀呢？
Just as for us, and when we first pursue the Lord, do we have a reverent heart? Do we seek in all our life to see the glory of God?
因为特别彭弟兄第一堂讲到，我们要追求神的公义和荣耀的时候，起初我们是用寻求的方法。
Especially when our brother shared in his first message of seeking the righteousness and glory of God, in the beginning we try to seek.
这些都是起初的事情。
And this is the method in which we use in the beginning.
但最重要，我们是要用追求的心。
But more importantly, we need to have a seeking heart.
如果我们没有追求，我们穷我们一生，我们没有去追求神呢，我们永远都是在一个落在一个寻求的光景里面。
That if we, throughout our whole lives, if we do not have a seeking heart, we'll only be in that first condition of seeking.
但我们如何去追求神的一生，我们的神的公义和荣耀呢？
How then are we to seek after God's righteousness and God's glory?
就是好像摩西一样，有他的心智去穷他一生去追求神的公义和荣耀。
It's just as Moses to spend his entire life to seek after God's righteousness and his glory.
所以我们从这方面我们看到我们一生去追求神的公义的荣耀的时候，我们应该是将我们好像将我们的身体献上当作活祭一样。
And so when we seek after God's righteousness and his glory, we need to, just as the verse says, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们最后就可以见到神的荣耀。
And then at the end, we will be able to see the glory of God.
不是最后我们还是仍然怕神。
Otherwise, in the end, we will only be as Moses was in the beginning, afraid to see God's face.
另一方面就是说， 我哋越亲近神嘅时候，我哋就对见到神嗰个慈爱同埋怜悯喺我哋身上。
We also, as we draw closer, draw nearer to God, we see His loving kindness towards us.
就正如摩西一样，佢喺旷野里边同神亲近嘅时间系非常之多。
Just as Moses, throughout his time in the wilderness, he spent much time near God.
所以当起初佢由一个怕神、遮住面唔敢见神嘅人，到到最后佢系想见到神嘅人一样。
So we see as Moses, who was one who feared, was afraid to see God in the beginning, to one who wanted to draw near to God.
咁我哋信主，我哋系想怕见神啦，亦或我哋想见到神嘅荣耀咧？
So for us, are we ones who are afraid to see God, or are we ones who want to see the glory of God?
我哋亦都系藉着摩西去面对弟兄姊妹们。
I'm sorry, can you?
我哋应该好似摩西一样，我哋一样去咁样去追求，我哋要见到神嗰个荣耀。
We ought to be as Moses, ones who seek after to see the glory of God.
我嘅交通员喺呢度勉励大家。
So I'll end my sharing here to encourage brothers and sisters.
Before the winter conference, I was a little concerned.
咁喺特會之前，咁我有少少嘅擔心。
Because I'm not good in using this advanced technology.
因為我對於呢一啲科技我唔係好熟悉。
But I really, really want that I can be a good receiver of His words.
但係我實在盼望我能夠將主嘅話好充足嘅嚟嘅接過嚟。
And I really want that I could be a good keeper of His words.
我亦都實在願意將神嘅話嚟去好好嘅保管。
And I also want that the Lord enable me can be a good doer of His words.
期望主能夠使我成為一個能夠行祂話嘅一個人。
Now the winter conference is over.
咁而家特會完結啦。
I really want what I receive will stay with me.
實在願意我聽到嘅話能夠我能夠保管。
What I heard continue to affect my values.
實在我所聽到嘅嚟去繼續嚟去影響我個價值觀。
And continue to affect my walk with the Lord.
亦都嚟去不斷嘅嚟去影響我嚟去走主嘅路。
I felt that if what I heard does not change my value, does not affect the walk with the Lord, what good does it do?
實在覺得若果我聽到嘅話冇嚟去改變我嘅價值觀，冇嚟去影響我喺主裏面走呢一條路嘅話，呢啲話嚟講對我有咩用咧
？I do not know what was your feeling before the conference.
我唔曉得大家喺特會之前大家嗰個嘅期望。
Like our brother Peter mentioned, what was our expectation?
就好似頭先 Peter 弟兄嚟去問我哋向特會嗰陣時有咩期望咧
？At one time.Some time ago, I talked to some kids in our midst.
咁從前我有機會同一啲年輕嘅嚟去分享。
They told me winter conference is one of the exciting event of the year.
咁呢一班小朋友就同我講冬令會係一年裡面係一件好令人興奮嘅一令人期待嘅一件事情。
Winter conference is a big annual event for them.
對於佢哋嚟講，冬令會係一年裡面一件好重大嘅事情。
I asked them why.
咁我就問佢哋點解咧
？They told me they could see and play with their little friends.
啊，咁佢哋就話佢哋能夠喺冬令會裏面嚟去啊見到佢哋嘅朋友，亦都可以喺冬令會嘅營地嗰度同佢哋玩。
And those friends, they only have chance to see them once a year, which is at the Winter Conference.
啊，咁呢啲朋友佢一年可以見到一次嘅啫，就喺冬令會嗰度。
And they also told me they really, really enjoy the Winter Conference food that the cafeteria provide.
啊，咁佢哋亦都同我講，佢哋好啊享受啊冬令會營地裏面餐廳啊所煮啊嗰啲嘅食物。
One more thing, they said no homework.
啊，咁仲有一點喺冬令會裏面冇功課要做。
Mom and Dad leave us alone.
啊，咁啊媽媽同爸爸就就由得我哋唔係點樣理會我哋嘅喺冬令會裏面。
Brothers and sister.Those are kids' conversation.
弟兄姊妹，呢一啲係我同嗰啲小朋友嗰啲嘅嘅分享。
But it really reminds me, what is my feeling and expectation of the Winter Conference?
咁但係我喺呢一啲嘅對話裡面就提醒到我自己對於冬令會有啲咩嘅期待咧、期望咧。
4 days just passed by.Pass by like a blink of an eye.
呢四日好似眨眼咁就已经过去咗啦。
I ask myself, am I waiting for the next winter conference?
咁我就问自己咁我系咪等紧下一个冬令会咧
？How long will what I heard still stay fresh with me?
咁我听到嘅话仲有几耐能够喺我脑海里面仲系新鲜咧？
I don't know about you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，咁唔知你哋系如何嘅思想
？I have to think really, really hard. Oh, what did I heard in the last winter conference 2019?
咁我就
I'm sorry, Gabriel. I'm sorry.
咁我就要搞转我嘅脑汁嚟去思想，我2019年冬令会我听到啲咩信息
？What did I heard？During the 2018 Winter Conference.
2018年嘅冬令會，我聽到咩話咧
？Brothers and sisters, I feel really sad.
弟兄姊妹，當我咁諗起嘅時候，我就好憂傷。
Even I'm unfaithful, but the Lord still working on me.
但係即使我係小信嘅，但係主仍然喺我身上面作工。
Winter conference can be over.
冬令會已經完結咗。
Am I waiting for the next winter conference?
我係咪等緊下一個冬令會咧
？Just like the little kid, it's a big annual event for me.
係咪好似啲小朋友咁樣諗？冬令會只係一年一度一件事咧
？Brothers and sisters.I pray that the Lord will enable me that I can be a good receiver of His words.
弟兄姊妹，我喺主里面咁样祈求，主容让我能够一个懂得如何接收佢话语嘅一个人。
I can be a good keeper of His words.
使我能够作佢嘅话一个好嘅管家。
I can be a good doer of His words.
亦都使我成为一个能够行主道嘅一个人。
What I heard can stay fresh because our Lord renew us every day.
使我听到嘅话能够仍然喺我心里面不断嘅新鲜，因为主系每一天嚟去更新我哋。
May the Lord and Himself and the message we heard affects our walk with Him.
愿我哋喺所听到嘅话语，愿主自己每一日嚟去影响我哋。
And may the word of God continue to encourage and remind us. Why are we here, and what are we waiting for?
愿神嘅话不断嘅嚟去勉励我哋，鼓励我哋，提醒我哋，我哋为何活喺呢个地上。 我哋活喺地上嘅目的係如何
？I am not sharing。
交通就停喺呢度。
我想跟住姊妹有啲交通。
Sharing, I like to follow on with some sister。
其實真係好似 Esther 咁講，我哋2019、2018年冬令會，我哋聽到啲咩？我哋心入邊傳咗啲咩啊
？Just as our sister mentioned, what did we hear in the previous winter conference of 2019-2018, and what remains in our heart?
呢係一個好大嘅提示啊
！This is a very great reminder.
無論我哋記得或者我哋唔記得。
Whether we remember, recall those messages or not,
即係求神俾我哋，叫我哋呢啲話喺我哋心入邊有改變，有改變，有長進。
May it be that God will cause these words in our hearts to transform us and that we can grow.
雖然可能我哋唔記得我哋聽到係咩話，但係真係求呢啲話成為我哋生命嘅。改變生命的力量。
Well, perhaps we may not recall the words we have heard during the previous times, but may these words be a transformation, a power which transforms us.
以至冬令會，我最大的得著就是我即係更多嘅認識到羅馬書十二章第一節、第二節。
What I gained the most from this winter conference is has given me.A greater understanding from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
在我们过去昨晚的交通里面，我讲到罗马书第十一章的第二节，我今天想交通是第十二章的第一节。
In our fellowship time on Friday, I have mentioned about Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and today I'd like to share on Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
其实淨係兩個字嘅啫，就活祭。
And just focus on these two words in verse one, living sacrifice.
頭先我聽到 Lily 都講到一個活祭，我哋時時我哋將自己獻上，由自己行翻落嚟。
As I heard Sister Lily share earlier, this living sacrifice. So often we sacrifice ourselves, offer on the altar, but we get off the altar.
这个不仅仅是姊妹的想法，其实一直是我自己的困扰。
Now, this is not only a thought of our sister, but it is also that which troubles me often.
但这次冬令会，感谢神给我有更新的态度。
But through the winter conference this time, the Lord has given me a deeper vision of this.
这个活祭不是叫我们留意过分的留意我们在祭堂上下来，这个活祭的意义叫我们是不断的将自己行上牵上祭坛，祭坛这个个活。
The reminder from the Lord is that we ought not to be too much overly focused on the fact how often we get down from the altar, but we ought to always continuously.Place ourselves as a living sacrifice on the altar as we live.
弟兄在冬令会问过我哋，同我哋讲咗好多次，亚伯拉罕个神、以撒个神、雅各神，佢话我净系讲佢哋嘅神咩
？Our brother has mentioned and asked us many times during the conference, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob. Am I only speaking that He is their God?
系你嘅神，系我嘅神。
No, but he is our God, your God, and my God.
亚伯拉罕去服侍佢嘅神嘅时候，佢不住嘅筑台，筑台，佢一生筑咗四次坛。
And as Abraham continued to serve God, he continued to build altars, and throughout his life, we see four altars.
以撒承受咗父所有嘅产业，但系佢唔系就咁安然。享用好似头先弟兄交通道，佢挖井挖井，佢一生挖咗，重新又开挖井四次。
And as a receiver, Isaac did not merely just inherit all the inheritance of his father, but he also continued to dig, as our brother mentioned, dig and redig, and he dug those four wells.
阿各他的一生鬼诈的一生，他从鬼诈的一生成为以色列，成为神的王子，他立了四条柱。
And for Jacob, the cunning Jacob, he has made become Israel, the prince of God, and throughout his life, he has anointed four pillars.
这个四不是一个数字的问题。
And this number four is not merely just a number.
他说是不住的执竹坛，不住的掘井，不住的立柱。
This number four signifies that it is continuous, that they continue to build the altar, continue to dig the well, and continue to set up the pillar.
是激励我们不断地将自己的献上。
And it is an encouragement for us to continuously offer ourselves up.
因为真的老实说，我们没有办法将自己一次完全的献上，我们再不从祭台上下来，没有这个可能。
And it is impossible for us just to offer ourselves once and for all and never get down. That is impossible for us.
所以，当我们不住地将自己的献上的时候，到那一日。
So when we learn to continuously offer ourselves up in this way, then on that day,
我们可以同保罗一样这么说,
then we can say as Paul,
美好的仗我打过了，当跑路我跑尽了，所剩的道我守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith.
那天我们再不能从祭台上下来。And
on that day, no longer would we be getting off the altar.
那天神为我们预留了公义的冠冕。And
on that day, God has reserved for us a crown of righteousness.
求神藉着祂的话再一次激励我们。And
may God, through his own word, once again provoke us.
最后我用我们一起看一节圣经。
Lastly, I want to share this verse with us.
哥林多前书五章，哥林多后书五章第十四、十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.
求先姊妹最后问了我们大家的问题，我们当如何在这个世上活？
Now, our sister earlier asked a question, how we ought to live, spend our days while on earth. Are we waiting for our next winter conference?
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们。 因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人都死了。
For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
那是为替他们死而复活的主活。
But live unto him which died for them and rose again.
如意的话，我们彼此大家激励。
And may we encourage one another with such words.
我们今天活，不是再为自己活。
Today, no longer do we live for ourselves.
是替各位为我们死而复活的主而活。
But we live unto him who died for us and rose again.
我交通停喺呢度。
Am I sharing here？
我喺小组里边嘅时候咧，亦都问过弟兄姊妹呢个问题。
During our small group sharing, I also asked this question to brothers and sisters.
有关于今年嘅冬令会同埋去年嘅冬令会嘅题目。
Regarding the theme of this year's winter conference and as well as last year's theme.
就系话咧，我就系问弟兄姊妹，你仲记唔记得啊？旧年冬令会嘅题目讲乜嘢啊？嗰个弟兄嗰个内容系乜嘢咁样？
So I asked the brothers and sisters there, do we remember what was last year's theme? What was the content of the last year's messages?
咁啊，除咗我哋嘅组长之外咧，都大家都好似冇答唔到啊。
Other than the group leaders, I think many were not able to answer.
嗯，我哋都记得去年咧，郭弟兄都同我哋讲到呢个雅各。
If we recall, this previous year, our brother Kwok also shared about Jacob.
今年咧，Pittman 弟兄也同我哋交通到雅各嘅事。
And this year, our brother Pittman also shared regarding the events in the life of Jacob.
咁我跟住有第二个问题就话神点解神喺连续两年都要同我哋讲雅各嘅故事呢？
And so I also had a question: why 2 years in a row, God would share with us this life, this of Jacob?
系咪神咧沉气得滞咧？咁讲嚟讲去都系要讲呢个人。
And so, is it that God is just nagging us with this particular person?
还系话因为喺呢个雅各嘅身上边嗰啲功课，我哋都仲未曾学得到。
Or is it perhaps that the lessons from the life of Jacob we have yet to learn?
以至到咧，神又要再一用一年嘅时间嚟到同我哋提醒我哋该学嘅功课呢。
And so, once again, using the time of another year to remind us of the lessons we need to learn.
但系无论如何，我哋感谢主，佢向我哋讲咗说话。
But no matter what, we are thankful that the Lord has spoken to us.
大家都讲到以撒喺度挂井。
And we've already mentioned how Isaac was digging the wells.
亚伯拉罕同埋雅各都喺神嘅面前做佢哋应该做嘅嘢。
That Abraham and Jacob did what they needed to do before God.
昔日神系咁样样嘅得着呢啲嘅人，今日仍然嘅喺我哋嘅当中要得着你同埋我咁样嘅人。
And in the past, this is how God gained these individuals. Today, likewise, He would desire to gain us.
因为佢系亚伯拉罕嘅神、以撒嘅神、雅各嘅神。
Because God is the God of Abraham, He is the God of Isaac, He is the God of Jacob.
意思即系话佢系活嘅神，无论经历咗几多嘅年代，神系活嘅。昔日佢系咁样做，今日仍然嘅系咁样做。
Meaning that he is a living God. He is a living God of those generations, and what he's done in the past, he's doing today.
我哋知道或者唔系话真系有一，当然喺以撒嘅身上边系有一口井，但系喺我哋今天佢唔系真系拎住个铲啊咩咁样去挖一个井。
We know in those days that there was a well for Isaac to dig, but today, not physical well that we need to dig.
我哋今日要做嘅就系要嚟寻求神、寻找神。
What we need to do today is to seek after God.
我哋要有第一手嘅经历。
We need to have a first-hand experience.
唔係聽人哋咁樣講啊，佢係咁樣樣，或者邊個人咁樣講，而我哋嗰啲成為咗我哋嘅經歷，唔係。
Not to simply say that we heard this, we heard how God worked in this person's life, and their experience is ours now.
因为圣经话寻求嘅就必寻见啊。
Because the Bible tells us, those who seek shall find.
嗱，因此我哋都听到今次嘅信息，讲到神嘅荣耀，神嘅义。
And we know that the messages this time involve God's righteousness and God's glory.
我哋都知道呢个义嘅意思唔系工作，而系指住主自己。
We know that this righteousness does not speak of any works, but this righteousness speaks of our Lord Himself.
因为喺罗马书嗰度讲俾我哋听，因为主耶稣基督嘅救赎呢，我哋被称为义。
And we are reminded in Romans that it's because of the Lord's salvation that we have been made righteous.
因此我哋今天嘅责任，地位上边，我哋系已经系被称为义，但喺我哋嘅我哋今日要做嘅就系要活出呢个义出嚟，活出呢个生命出嚟。
But we know that positionally we are righteous, but for us today we need to live out this righteousness in our lives.
点样先可以活出嗰个义呢
？How then are we to live out this righteousness？
也不是靠我们自己的努力做多些事，或者是各样 的努力。
And it, so it's not based upon our hard work or anything that we can do.
而是靠着信服圣灵的引导活在神的面前。
But it depends on submitting to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个可能在外面的人是看不到的，但是你在神的面前，神是纪念的。
And perhaps those cannot be seen outwardly by others, but God will remember those.
就是正如刚才开始的时候，弟兄说，圣灵在你里面催促你，要你交通。你本来不想的，但是你信服圣灵的时候，你交通，但这个就是那个所谓信，按信着圣灵的引导来活。
Just as our brother shared earlier, that perhaps you did not wish to share, but the Holy Spirit was prompting you to share, so you obey, so that is following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么同样的，将这样的这个的行径呢，放在我们日常的生活的里面，那这个就对了。
So that if we can place this in our this attitude in our daily lives, then this is correct.
好，因为时间的关系呢，我估我们今天的聚会呢，就要停在这里了。
And because of time constraints, I think we should end our sharing meeting here today.
好，最后呢，我就请Simon 弟兄领我们做一次结束的祷告。
And so we'll end, we'll ask our brother Simon to end us in a word of prayer.
将来感谢你给我们众人在基督的身体里面都有美好的交通。
Lord, we thank you that within the body of Christ that we had this wonderful fellowship.
引领我们各人愿意将自己的身体献上当作活祭。
That you would lead us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
叫我主来得喜悦。
That our Lord would be pleased.
都叫我们察验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
And that we could examine what is good and perfect and pleasing.
叫我们不单止认识你的话语，并且能够活出你的自己。
Not only would we know more of your word, but we would be able to live out Christ.
叫人在我们身上边看见基督的荣耀。
That in us, God, others would see the glory of God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.